This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7:30, time for us to overview the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of July 18th to the 22nd, courtesy of the Good Day Gang, which includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. The top 10 stories, I'll go through them in review, although most people are talking about number 1, number 2, I think, which is not a big surprise. When I go through the list, you'll understand why I focused on those two. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio and the usual middle of the summer baseball action. What I forgot is that the training camps for the football teams open up in a couple of weeks. I think some of them are actually starting this week or next week. So it's so hot. My God, those guys in those outfits, woo!
They'll be inside.
They will?
This weekend, oh, sure.
All right. Well, they're learning and memorizing the plays.
No, they all have indoor camps. I mean, they all have indoor fields. So.
All right. The police are a big part of the action on the countdown this week. Yet another police officer was exonerated in Baltimore in the death of that fellow in the van. We have more shootings and the focus on Black Lives Matter. The latest fiasco is this fellow who was laying down in the street in Miami, who had his hands up in the air trying to help an autistic client of his, and he gets shot in the leg by a policeman, and he says to the policeman, "Why'd you shoot me?" The policeman says, "I don't know." So there's great policing there and great training. You can figure that that'll be good for a hoot for a while. Fortunately, the guy didn't get killed. But this is the kind of stuff. Somebody called, the autistic guy is sitting in the middle, and this is, by the way, a back street. It's not like it was in the middle of the Interstate 95 in Miami. This was a little back street in a little neighborhood. Nobody ever even goes down the street. That's why people play in the street. And this fellow was sitting in the street, and he had a truck. So some woman calls the police and says, "There's a guy with a gun sitting in the street." So the police immediately, without really checking it out, they go with their guns drawn. And that's what you see happening. So a lot of conversation about that. A lot of conversation about Pokemon. Anybody playing Pokemon? Richie, you're playing Pokemon, aren't you?
Yeah, I did it with my kids the other day. Yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
How do you play it?
You open the app on your phone, and wherever you are, you just kind of turn around with your phone until you see one pop up on your screen. And then when you do, there's this ball on your screen, and you flick it and try to catch it. And you try to catch as many of the little monsters as you can.
Well, it goes from one screen to another?
No, it stays on it projects an image on the screen. So, like, pretend you're taking a picture with your phone and you can see the parking lot outside.
I would be pretending I was taking a picture with my phone.
Yes, right, exactly.
Okay, excuse me, go ahead.
So we were coming outside of the Chipotle the other day, and they're like, "Dad, can we look? I'm like, "Sure." Okay, so we open it up, and you basically see the parking lot or wherever you are on your screen, just like you were going to take a picture of it. Mm-hmm. But then there's a cartoon character that pops up on that screen looking like it's in the parking lot with you, and you throw the ball to catch it. So, fun stuff.
It is?
I saw a kid in Central Park yesterday walk into a tree. I was walking my dogs, and the kid was good playing Pokemon, and he literally smacked into a tree. I mean, I couldn't help but giggle a little bit after I knew he wasn't bleeding or anything, but, I mean, it's crazy.
You know,
what about the guy who this week crashed into a police car while he was chasing a Pokemon?
Yes, that's
Don't
right.
Don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Wow.
I just read yesterday.
Yeah.
Apple is on pace to rake in $3 billion from this game in the first 2 years.
Yeah, great.
And Nintendo stock. I mean, Pokemon was all but dead. Now it's, you know, the franchise is bad.
Pokemon was fine. All the kids are still into Pokemon, big time.
Nintendo's stock went up like...
Because this thing is huge.
Number 7 on the countdown this week is the exit of Roger Ailes from Fox News. And will the people who say they're going to leave with him? My guess is no. As a matter of fact, I think that Mr. Ailes is going to quietly drift off into oblivion.
Yeah.
Probably take his wife. Is he still married? I don't even know whether Roger Ailes is married or not. If I were married to him after all of this, I might not want to be married to him. Even at 82 or whatever. Isn't he 82 or 83?
He's 76, isn't he?
Oh, is he? Okay. Whatever. All right. So that's number seven. I'm just going through them.
He is 76, and he is married to Elizabeth Tilson.
Nice going, Elizabeth. Let's see here. The situation in Nice and the terror attacks there. More terror. I don't. You know what? Every time I go through this list, I start it, and by the time I'm three quarters of the way through it, I've become depressed. So taking things apart. The presidential race is something that a lot of us want to talk about. The situation with Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and now what kind of a show will Hillary Clinton present? Nobody knows who her vice presidential choice is going to be. It's down to a couple of people, apparently, including Newt Gingrich. And let's see, who else is Hillary looking
John
at?
John Kasich.
That's it. Yeah.
No, if she's, you know what, I'm going to eat this piece of paper on my desk if she doesn't choose Tim Kaine. She's going to choose Tim Kaine all along.
Really? You think
so? Oh, yeah.
Oh, she doesn't choose Bill Sayers. Well, I don't know. Kaine doesn't do anything for me. Richie, isn't he from Virginia?
Kaine is, yeah. He's our senator.
Yeah, what's the story with him?
Moderate. You know.
Is he?
He's a veteran.
Kind of like Casper Milquetoast, isn't he? Like wallpaper?
Yeah, you know.
So why would she choose him?
Because she doesn't want, because she is seen as being far, far left and needs a moderate to kind of help swing her back.
She's about as far left as I am, for heaven's sakes. That's what the news media portrays.
Not the news media portrays. Because of Bernie, she had to swing far left to be able to stick with him.
But I'm saying, in her real mind, she's going to be, you're going to have a hard time distinguishing once, if, it would be very interesting if the two of them, Trump and Clinton, were to be actually both presidents, co-presidents or something, because you're going to have a hard time distinguishing really from what the two of them actually believe.
I don't
believe.
Know that the two of them could fit into a room at the same time, with those gigantic heads. My goodness.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is their viewpoints on things are very similar. When you get right down to brass tacks, you're going to find that their issue...
Yeah, it's all about me.
Yeah. Well, that's part of it, I think. 14 past the hour. Here's a way for you to earn 8% on your money guaranteed. Ooh, everybody's stopping now. But put the brakes on the car. Get a piece of paper and a pencil because you heard me correctly. Yes, yes, yes. This is a new opportunity. You can find out about this by dialing 888-444-2102. If you're getting zero on your CDs or close to it, if you're getting zero on most of your bank accounts, savings accounts, that sort of thing, if you're getting zero on pretty much all of your holdings that you have in your retirement funds, then you need to call 888-444-2102 to find out more about the alternative way to secure 8% yield in what basically is a 0% world. All right, there's a couple of places to go. One of them is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com or call 888-444-2102. They'll explain to you how you can put this in your retirement account, you have deferred income, all that kind of stuff. It's a very exciting opportunity if you check it out, and that's really what you ought to do. Checking it out is important. Do your homework. Do your own due diligence before you invest in these things, but check out the investment opportunity by dialing 888-444-2102 or going to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets. and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried, I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 18 past the hour. Our overview here, the Good Day Gang, Richie, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug. The people list this week, because there are two lists that we go over. The folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is, has a listing of the people: Marilyn Mosby, Laura Ingraham, having the slightest, well, she spoke at the convention.
She did a great job,
actually. Talk radio person, yeah. She had on her Eddie Perspirant, no doubt.
Sure.
Let's see. Roger Ailes, Gretchen Carlson, Milo Yiannopoulos, is that how you pronounce his name? I've been talking about that all week. Yiannopoulos. Bill Clinton, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, Ted Cruz. Let's see here. Hillary Clinton, Mike Pence, and Donald Trump. Those are the names that have made it big. Any comments about any of those? Pence, disappointment for me. He doesn't do a thing for me.
Did you listen to his speech?
No.
I hope that you do, because I was really impressed with him. And because I was on the bandwagon of wanting Donald Trump to choose Newt Gingrich as a running mate. And when I heard Mike Pence, I go, okay, I get it. It's a good balance.
What he says and what he's done are two different things.
Well, it's true for everybody. But if you listen to what was presented, I mean, I think it was a great introduction for Mike Pence to the national audience, for sure.
He will help keep the pendulum in check.
His best introduction to the audience was how he handled some issues about same-sex marriage and other things, which are none of anybody's business. That's the problem with the people who feel like they have to, on the right, speak to these issues that are not what the general public wants. They have to speak to the base.
But maybe that's something that's important to them. I mean,
but it doesn't get your votes. It loses your votes. You want to win? You don't talk about that stuff. You just leave it. You don't, I mean, maybe you have strong feelings about it one way or another, but you don't talk about it because those things always, especially lose your women votes, something that Donald Trump could do well to try to find. I think he has gotten some help from his daughter, which is kind of cool. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Journey after the hour, our overview of the charts, the countdown from the folks at Talkers Magazine, courtesy of the conversationalists on the Good Day program, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Here's something that I'm going to grab onto, Jennifer. The audio.
Hey, I didn't say you could touch that.
excuse me. The audio from Eileen Collins, who was at the Republican National Convention talking about the way that the government has screwed up the space program. First, before we listen to her, Jen, give us the background on who Eileen Collins is.
She's a retired astronaut and one of the few women that were part of that program. And she spoke on day number 3 of the Republican convention, the Make America First Again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that I think is something we can agree on, Dougie, that as divided as we are as a country right now, and we can argue the reasons, but we are pretty divided. Mm-hmm. And the space program was something that united Americans. Yep. No matter who you were excited about watching those shuttles launch, and the fact that that's not the regular, the norm anymore is just, it's a shame. It's a total shame.
No, it's a disgrace. George Bush messed it up. Obama made it worse. So in terms of cuts to the programs that are there, one of the things that I, last weekend when I was in Los Angeles, my daughter and my grandson and I went over to where the space shuttle is at the Science Center in Los Angeles, and see the people excited as they are, Americans from every corner of our country, every describable character, old and young, going in and just doing, ooh.
How many kids, when you were growing up, said, I want to be an astronaut when I grow up? Nobody says that anymore,
right,
because it's not part of the norm.
All right, so anyway, Eileen Collins speaking at the Republican National Convention about the space program.
In 1961, President Kennedy issued a challenge to America to land a man on the moon and return him safely to Earth. We landed on the moon to fulfill a leadership challenge and to explore. We know that exploration leads to invention, innovation, and discovery. Our successful robotic missions to Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto have provided valuable information about our own planet. But in 2011, the space shuttle program ended. The last time the United States launched our own astronauts from our own soil was over 5 years ago. We must do better than that. Countries that are strong are countries that explore, invent, and discover to remain resilient in a changing world. I'm honored to have played a role in our nation's heritage of explorers as the first woman to command a space shuttle mission. Nations that lead on the frontier lead in the world. We need that visionary leadership again, leadership that will inspire the next generation of explorers to have that same passion.
Yep. Was that Sarah Palin or was that Eileen Collins?
Sounds a little bit.
Didn't she sound like Sarah Palin a little bit?
Yeah. No, but she makes sense, and Sarah Palin never does. So, you know, here she is, exactly. Here she is at the convention, and she's not talking politics. She's talking
about... No, I think her message is great.
Mm-hmm. Something really important. You know, people want meat. There's meat.
Yeah. And we flubbed that, man, is that thing. This is one of the closest
things. Yeah, it's part of
a
bill. They shut it down. And President Obama didn't know what he was signing. I mean,
well,
it was like...
he didn't. But then the same finger-pointing needs to be done to the people who voted against it in Congress on both sides of the aisle. It's a disgrace.
A lot of people, and especially of my generation, a lot of people feel like the space program is pointless and it's a waste of money.
Right.
A lot of people feel that way. I mean, I sort of go back and forth. My grandfather worked in the space program. It's the only connection I have to it. Other than that,
any feelings for it, because there's no connection to it, because the money has been frittered away on other...
it's done nothing when you've
given
been
to charities
up.
That have no business getting money from...
I'd like to see it, you know, everyone talks about the infrastructure. Well, we've got real problems. The Tappan Zee Bridge in New York is falling down. I mean,
issue for later.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the Good Day Radio program's take on the hot hits of the week with four excellent broadcasters. Wait a minute. Rich?
Three and a half.
Four. No. Richie, Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug. I'll give us all credit for being, although Victoria's been very quiet about the issues, and I'm not sure I understand why you have been so quiet.
I didn't think I was.
Yeah, no, you've been kind of quiet. What's the hot spot for you this week? Looking at all of these, you have the list in front of you. You've heard me talk, go through the list. Everybody, in case you didn't hear, I'll go through the list again just so you get a quick review of what's on the list. This is something every week Talkers Magazine does. You can get the list yourself at talkers.com. You see Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television, all kinds of things. But when it has to do with talk, it's going to be in the publication. So, the list, sports talk radio at number 10, police action at number 9, Pokemon at 8, Roger Ailes at 7, Baton Rouge at 6, the Nice terror attack, what's going on in Europe at 5, what's happening in Rio, number 4, what's happening in Turkey with a coup, number 3, police shootings, they've got a couple of different focuses, the past and the present, I guess. Past is 9 and present is 2, and the presidential race is number 1, according to the research of Talkers Magazine. So of those, I don't want to assume anything, because you know what happens when you assume anything, Victoria. Not a good place to be. So what is
This has been a rough week for news. I mean, I could go right down this list and have a very negative slant on everything, but I just don't want to be a negative person, and I don't want to put more negativity out into a world that's already suffering enough. So I think an interesting development this week was the Roger Ailes thing with Gretchen Carlson. I think that's a really interesting development. It pains me about which is not on this list, but the poor guy who was shot in Miami. I mean, that the whole situation is just terrible. I think the Olympics should be canceled. I mean, I could keep going. If you want to hear more from me, I can keep going. And none of it's really positive. So
I think there are
a few positive things on the Republican convention. I think Ivanka Trump was great. I think Don Jr. was great. I think Tiffany Trump was great. I think it's nice to see a new, fresh, young generation of people that I can relate to. So I think that was a positive.
By the way, the Republican National Committee got a telegram yesterday from the estate of George Harrison.
Telegram.
Please don't use Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, I love how artists think that they can tell people what they can and can't use.
Me too.
It's so irritating.
Get over yourselves.
Uh-huh. Like, it's music.
Hey, listen,
it's
last time I checked.
Pavarotti's widow also said the same thing about some piece of music that Trump was using. Yeah.
Don't. George is dead, by the way. He doesn't care.
Right.
So, but you know
George
what?
Is on to yeah, better control.
Take your song off the market if you don't want it played in public somewhere. Yeah. You know, what are you going to do? Go through a radio station and tell all the people listening to that radio station who you don't agree with that they have to turn the knob off? Only people I agree with can listen to my song.
It's
so
ridiculous.
Or,
it's
so ridiculous. And by the way, that can go one step further to conversations that you have on the radio. How many times, Richie, in the 20 years that I have been with you, have you gotten calls from people who were more irate than you could possibly deal with regarding something that I had said on the air? And how many times, we can count three or four of them anyway, stations that took me off because of something that I said about Jesus or, I don't remember.
Something specific.
Something very
not
specific.
Not just in general.
Right, yeah, yeah. And so this is, you know, I got taken off a station, that Lake City station, most recently, because I wasn't, I forget what it was. Oh, I know what it was. It was, we were at the New Hampshire primary, and I had Madeleine Albright on, and this guy says, no, we can't have Madeleine Albright. We can't have any Democrats on our station. So you're out, because you were at the primary, and you interviewed, what you call it, Madeleine Albright. Yeah, that's, you're out, done, finished, fired.
But
that's
what
we have dealing with here.
That is some of it. And to that extent, I mean, talk radio is a little different. When you think about the realm of how many people get to listen to your music, how are you going to be the arbiter of saying, well, if you're voting for Donald Trump, I don't want you to enjoy my songs? I mean,
it's true.
It's impossible.
It's like having a having a piece of art hanging in a museum.
Yeah,
only people who agree with the artist can let their eyeballs see
it. If I can go sit there and watch Pearl Jam and listen to Eddie Vedder run his mouth and just kind of just put it aside and go, you know what? Okay, whatever. The next song will be coming up in 30 seconds.
Yeah, right.
I'm fine with it. If I can go watch Bruce Springsteen and still enjoy and like him as an artist and think that he's a great rock and roll singer and guitar player, you know what? You can let me listen to your song if I don't agree with you.
Jennifer and I went to a luncheon honoring Carl Reiner last year.
That was crazy.
It was a wonderful event until he started talking politics.
Yep.
He lost most everybody in the room, and there were probably 450, 460, 70. A lot of people in the room. It was full, all excited to congratulate him. And Tom Bergeron was doing the honors. And for whatever the reason, I don't even remember. I don't think Bergeron took him down the street, because Bergeron's smart enough not to do that.
He went on his own. Halfway through his speech, he just started talking about politics. He happened to be very much on the left. And not the people that he didn't isolate with his opinions, because he was really far left, the ones he didn't isolate were just uncomfortable because of, you could feel the tension in the room just rise.
Because
it wasn't the appropriate form for that.
No, not at all. So the reason we bring it up, Jennifer and I bring it up, is because it sort of fits in that same business of don't talk to me about something that I don't want to hear, or don't play a song that I don't want. You know, it's my song, but you made it public domain by issuing it for sale. So it's for sale. That means it's to be played. And the same thing is true. We're available here for a conversation. You accept it or not, you can turn the radio off if you want to.
If I were Donald Trump, I would play every song that everybody told me not to play. I would use it at every single event, and I would say, sue me.
He has.
He's a litigious guy. Yeah. Right. Sue me.
Sue me.
Make me stop it. Come up on stage and pull the needle off of the record.
Uh-huh.
Could you have needles?
Wait a minute. They're playing. Hold on just a second. Is DJ Dilly or whatever his name is there?
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah, him too.
I'm pretty sure DJ Jazzy Jeff isn't a Trump voter.
Richie, what gives you that? Why do you say that?
I don't know.
You're being judgmental. You don't know that. This guy could be a Republican. There are a lot of black people that are Republicans.
No. He's born and raised in South Philadelphia.
So what? If you're from Philly, you can't vote in Philly?
On the playground is where he spent most of his days.
Really? Selling drugs?
No, we're singing the theme song.
Was that the song?
Chilling out, relaxing, and Max.
Okay, I think
shooting some b-ball outside of the school. I don't know if you heard, but when a couple of guys, they were up to no good, they started making trouble in his neighborhood. He got in one lousy fight, and his mom got scared. He said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air."
You're moving with your
which
auntie
is such a punishment, right?
I'm guessing the clever mind that I have, these are lyrics. From
very good, Dudley.
Thank you very much. All right.
God bless Jen for knowing all of them.
Yeah, well, listen, you can depend on Jennifer to know all that kind of stuff. To review our list of the hot people, where the action was conversationally on News Talk Radio programs and stations around the country, we'll start at number 10 with Marilyn Mosby. Number 9, Laura Ingraham. Number 8, Roger Ailes. Number 7, Bill Clinton. Number 6, Michelle Obama. Did you see Carpool Karaoke this week? If you didn't see Carpool Karaoke, it's terrific. Barack Obama, number 5. Normally he's number 1 or number 2. Ted Cruz at number 4. Hillary Clinton at number 3. Mike Pence is the vice presidential candidate with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is number 1. So that's the review. There are, I could always pull out half a dozen other people who are in the news that we have good conversation about. But that's the official list from Talkers. You can check it out at Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television is. I'm Doug Steffen. 43 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today. Day.
Are you concerned about your investments? Would you like to make a guaranteed 8% return? Guaranteed safe. I said guaranteed safe and 8% in the same sentence. This is Doug Steffen with a focus on China and the global markets and investors getting worried about all kinds of things with legitimate excuses for being worried. I'm going to send you to a website, CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com, or you can call 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. These funds lend money to commercial real estate developers who use it to renovate existing commercial properties or build new ones. It's a great deal. 8% guaranteed. Safe, safe, safe. CommercialRealEstateIncomeFunds.com. Call 888-444-2102.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of our list this week. Let's start with the stories. At number 10, the continuing focus on sports, Major League Baseball action, all the games that start next month, some of the preseason games, people getting conversational about that. At number 9, the policeman in Baltimore, who was, I believe, the fourth charged in the Freddie Gray case, was exonerated. Number 8, everybody going nuts for Pokemon. Number 7, Twitter banning a fellow who had things to say that he ought not to say. People wondering, well, why in this case? Because Twitter hasn't banned some stuff that's a lot worse than what Yiannopoulos had to say. Let's see here. Roger Ailes, number 6. The terror attacks, number 5. Number 4, what's going on in Rio. Number 3, the Turkey coup. Number 2, shootings by the police. And number 1, the presidential race, the Republicans in the spotlight. All right, 46 past the hour.
Here we go.
This is our continuing coverage.
Of the week
shut
that was.
Down. Yes. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the presidential race. I don't think we've said all there is to say about that, haven't we? I mean, what else is there?
That was very Forrest Gump-like of you, and that's all I have to say about that.
Well, I didn't say it like that.
We were just discussing the break. I thought the Peter Thiel speech was very interesting, and the crowd's reaction was very interesting. It was an interesting
speech. Your daddy's Republican
to watch.
Party. It isn't. I was a Republican for most of my life. And I stopped when this business about social stuff got into their platforms. It ruined it for me.
You're never really a Republican. You're always a libertarian.
You just
aligned yourself with the Republican Party.
I aligned myself with the Republican Party because there were things like Bill Weld, who was governor of Massachusetts, who is a libertarian.
Him. I mean, I'm a super left, but I love Bill Weld. I wish he was running. I'd vote
fabulous.
For him.
Fabulous. He did a fabulous job. And by the way, Mitt Romney, say what you will about him, the other Republican governor that there were three governors that were Republicans in Massachusetts that I remember. One was a guy named Sargent, who was a real Brahmin rhino. And then there was Bill Weld when Bill Clinton was president. And Mitt Romney. And they all really did a great job because all the Democrats controlled the House and the Senate at the time. When each of them were governors, they didn't have any sympathies, but they worked and made things happen. Weld was magnificent. And Mitt Romney was pretty good at it as well. He did a good job. I don't know what happened to Mitt Romney. He went off the reservation somewhere. Like Winnipesaukee or what the heck he's doing. He's gonzo, and he's pretty much lost, not that he has any aspirations, but of the people whose careers you could watch go down the drain this week, certainly Cruz is number one, you believe that guy?
That mess.
What a turd.
I mean, really.
He really is.
Wow. Thank you for saying that.
Right. But he is. He looks like one. He sounds like one. He acts like one.
I think you just invented Halloween's most popular costume.
Maybe. Yeah.
Cruz turd.
Yeah.
Ted the turd.
He has. That's the one. And by the way, all the people who said, Trump kept calling him a liar. Ted's a liar. He is a liar. He didn't. He said he was going to back whoever the Republican nominee was, and then he says, I'm not doing that. He attacked my wife.
Wow.
And then somebody outside said, hey, somebody from North Carolina, I think, the delegation or Georgia.
If somebody
said,
accused
hey.
Your father. If you promise something and then that person accuses your father of killing JFK.
Yeah, but you say, you know what, this got way too personal, but it's about the state of the country.
Well, how do we know that father wasn't involved with the?
I know.
We don't know what happened.
Now I'm starting to think he might be.
You don't know. There could be credibility to that. Of course, there could be credibility.
Ted Grassy Knoll Cruz.
What I said is what I stand with. You vote for Cruz, you vote to lose. 10 minutes before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, good times will be had by all as soon as we go through the top five tech stories of the week. And here I'm going to play the big voice announcer, and Victoria Keelan is going to play the person who actually knows what she's talking about. So that's refreshing stuff. So let's see, the top five tech stories of the week, starting with number five.
Well, Apple Music subscribers got some good news this week. The song matching technology that is also called iTunes Match, which is a separate service that people pay for, myself included, $30 for the year, to get all of your old songs matched up with what is in the iTunes library, and then it gets synced up into the cloud so you never lose any of your music. All of that technology has actually been really great and really advanced, but Apple Music subscribers have not been benefiting from it. So now Apple announced this week that the same technology that Apple Match users have is now going to be translated over to Apple Music subscribers, and you no longer need to pay for two subscriptions. It's all going to be rolled into one, which is, you know, really great news, because in the past, with iTunes Match, if you had a song that was an acoustic version or a live version of something that you really wanted to keep, iTunes, if iTunes didn't have that exact match in their system, they would give you a replacement, and that angered a lot of people. Mm. So now you're not going to lose any of your stuff, and all of the technology makes matching a lot faster in your music library. So Apple subscribers, very, very happy about this. Now, if Apple does buy Tidal, which is a subscription service that I subscribe to for music streaming, then that will also be in place when people change over their Tidal libraries. So that's great news for everybody.
Number four.
EmojiCon. You know, we have Comic-Con, and then we've got all the other cons. Yeah. So Comic-Con being
this
the biggest
like a
one.
Big con to me.
Yeah. Comic-Con, of course, is in San Diego every year, and then it's been branching off, and there's one in New York, and there's one in Chicago, and they're everywhere now. EmojiCon is a new thing, and this is actually happening this fall. Emoji Mania is in full force, so of course it made sense to have a convention that's completely devoted to all things emoji. EmojiCon will be held for the first time November 4th through the 6th in San Francisco. And at the event, the hottest names in the emoji world will be present, and participants who attend can see panels and workshops and explore emoji art exhibits.
And who might some of those people be?
Oh, you wait until the costumes come out. People are going to be dressed like their favorite emojis, and all the food that will be served will also be emoji food. So
you can bite somebody's face.
Yeah.
All right. number three this week in the technology world.
Well, as a lot of us like to read in the summertime, you know, we have beach reads, pool reads, plane reads. Doug has farm reads. all the books that you mm-hmm. love to read. Sometimes it's hard to find a good book that you really want to dive into and not waste your time or money. So there's a new app called Rico, which is short for recommend, and it links up to your Facebook account, and it finds people within your network who have also recommended books, and it aggregates all of that so you can basically judge based on your friend's taste if you would like to take their recommendation, and you can buy all of these books that are right in the Rico app. The app is free, and you can purchase books directly from the app, from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever sites you find the books at. And it's been highly rated so far. The founder of Rico says there's nothing better than having someone you trust recommend a really good book and tell you, hey, read this, it's irresistible.
All right, number two.
And, of course, more emoji stories. There are new predictive Swiftmojis, and this has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. Swiftmoji is now available on iOS and Android. It's a third-party keyboard, just like Charlie Sheen's emojis or Kim Kardashian's emojis. And based on what you type in the text field, in a message or snap or an email, it will auto-predict what emojis would actually enhance your text or your message. So if you say, I'm going for a bike ride soon, I love you, to your significant other, the person riding the bike emoji pops up, along with the smiley blowing a kiss emoji. So it makes it really easy and faster to find the right emoji for your message.
Hooray! And the number one tech story of the week. This is actually very useful for lots and lots of people.
This was a really big story this week. Amazon has started this new service where if you order a sink or if you order any type of electrical equipment, an appliance, immediately it pops up with recommendations of electricians or plumbers in your area that Amazon recommends that you can hire to install your new appliance. So Angie's List, which really is the site that started all of this a long time ago, Angie's List is now a subscription-based service to give you even more information. So for $25 a year, you can have a guaranteed fair price and quality of service, and Angie's List is even reimbursing customers up to $100,000 if their recommendations don't work out. So it's big competition for Amazon.
All right, part of the chart exploration this week, top five technology stories. Thank you to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.